Maybe today I'll finish telling you the reasons that I joined up with the Spirit-filled group of believers. I read from the book of Acts, verse 41 of chapter 2 says, "When they that gladly received his words, they were baptized, and the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls." They gladly received the words that Peter spoke. When Peter first started preaching, there were only 120. By the day's end, they were about 3,120. 3,000 was added to that group of Spirit-filled believers after Peter had preached. I too believed the words that Peter preached. I too believed and received gladly the words that Jesus preached. I was also baptized. I was also filled with the Holy Ghost. And I was added unto that group of Spirit-filled believers. What does the Spirit-filled believers believe? Well, those that I am affiliated with believe in water baptism, as Jesus instructed us to be baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. I believe in water baptism because our Lord Himself was baptized in water. Jesus went down to the river of Jordan to be baptized of John. When John saw his Lord, he pointed him out and told the people, "Look, behold, the Lamb of God." And as Jesus approached him in order to be baptized, John said, "Look, I need to be baptized of you, and you are coming to be baptized of me?" And Jesus said, "Suffer it to be so, because thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness." Jesus said, "It becomes us to fulfill all righteousness." Baptism is a righteous work, and only righteous people can do righteous work. Righteous work does not come from the unrighteous person. So there is no righteous work that a sinner can do in order to be forgiven. This salvation that I speak about, it's not DUI. This is not a do-it-yourself project. Salvation is the work of God. You're not baptized into the body of Christ by man. You're not baptized into the Holy Spirit by man. You are baptized into the body of Christ by the Holy Spirit. You're baptized with the Holy Spirit by Jesus Christ. You may be thinking that I mentioned three baptisms. Well, we all know and believe in water baptism, and some actually believe in the baptism of the Holy Spirit. You remember what Jesus told his disciples in Matthew, the 20th chapter. He said, "You shall indeed be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with. But to sit on my right hand and on my left hand is not mine to give, but it shall be given them to them for whom it is prepared of my Father." We know that those disciples had already been baptized, but now Jesus speaks of another baptism. He said, "You shall indeed be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with." We know that Jesus was baptized in the Holy Ghost. It was witnessed there at the River of Jordan when the Holy Ghost descended upon him. And we also know that there is a baptism into Christ. You can find it in Galatians 3 and 27, where the writer says, "As many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ." This scripture doesn't say he that has been baptized with Christ, but baptized into Christ. The word baptism does not always mean a dipping into a substance and then coming back up out of the subject. In water, of course, we are dipped into the water and then we are brought back up out of the water. That's what happens when you are baptized in water. You're not baptized into the water and there remain. You are baptized with this water. You're baptized with the Holy Spirit, not into the Holy Spirit. And it is the Spirit, that one Spirit, which baptizes us into the body of Christ, not brought back out. We are submerged in Christ, and we are to remain in Christ. Jesus admonishes us to remain in Him. If you wonder, how can this be? It's because we are partakers of His divine nature. When someone submerges you in water, you could stay there. You could live there if you had the nature of a fish. If you had the nature of a fish, you would never have to come to the surface. But since you do not have the nature of the fish, you must of necessity be brought back out or you will die. But on the other hand, if you have the nature of Christ, you can be submerged in His body and you can actually live there, walk there, talk there. All of your activities can be done in the body of Christ if you have His nature. There are some who want to live in the body of Christ but have not His nature. Therefore, they find it stifling. They find it cramping their style. They find that it's hard to operate in the body of Christ without the nature of Christ. So therefore, they find it uncomfortable. I'm going to stop the lesson right here, but I do want to mention that before the day of Pentecost, there was only one group in Jesus' day, and that was the group that followed the teachings of John and Jesus. But on the day of Pentecost, God started a whole new thing. We see here a group of people who were Spirit-filled, different than any other group that they had ever seen before. Surely this must be that which was spoken of by the prophet John. I want to be a part of that group, don't you?